Hello.
Hello, Vanessa.
Hi.
Hey, Vanessa. My name is Amy Nelson. I am the specialist in the Google Guarantee Department here at Local Splash.
Well, you're quick.
Well, they had just sent it over, so I said if you had any set time, and they said no, call any time. So I thought I'd reach out now and see if this is a good time to speak with you.
Okay.
Okay. So. Awesome. So I'm looking over everything here. You have the verified Google Business Profile. It looks like you were previously a client and you just re-signed back up yesterday.
Yes.
You signed up with my husband. We actually work for the same company. Isn't that wild?
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Second best of care then.
Yeah. Well, he would have been the one to call you back, except he's not. He came down really sick today. I don't know what happened. He's got a fever and everything. So. Keeping it in the family here, you know?
Great.
So Albert put here in the notes that you were having trouble. You started the Google Guarantee verification, but you were having trouble with it?
Yeah, I don't know where I'm at with that. I know it's just, how do I go in and check? I don't know. Can you go in and check? Or cause if you could just pick up right off there, because we just had like one. We did the background check. It was just... Yeah, we were at the tail end. We were like 90% done.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so you do have a CID then?
Possibly.
Yeah, you have to. If you've started it, then you have to have one. It's going to be a 10-digit code when you log into your local service ads.
What website do I go to? Local service ads? Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be something like that. Give me just one second. I'll send you a link, and then I need to make a request and see if we're able to take it over. Who do I ask? That's right. Okay. These guys know. Okay. Here it is. Okay. I'm gonna send it to you. It'll be a clickable link, okay?
Great.
Okay. Okay, there you go. All right, now let me pop in there. While you're looking that up, let me ask them.
What do you know that you sent it to by chance?
The one we're speaking on, I believe. Wait, maybe I did it. 1976.
Oh, okay. Oh, you sent it to my a text message. Sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Google Local Services.
Do you need it in an email? Would that be easier for you? Are you in front of a computer?
Let me see here. Yeah, please.
Okay, let me do it here.
Come so add.google.com.
There we go. Okay. Sure. Grab your email. Vanessa@alphacommercialdoors.com. That's the best email for you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. It's coming over to you now. It's coming from A. Nelson at localsplash.com.
I think I'm in now. I don't know which. So this is just, okay. I have to sort through because this gave me so many different, whatever those numbers are you're saying.
CID. Mm-hmm. It's a 10-digit number that looks like a phone number. It's going to be 3 digits, a dash, 3 digits, and then 4 digits. Did the background check. So you did the background check. And what else did you do?
I don't remember.
You submitted all the documents, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
Possibly. I'm trying to see which one. Let me search my inbox to find local ads to see what the CID number is. Okay. I think keep your account local customers. Can I give you, do you want the customer ID?
It's going to be the CID, yeah. What is it?
I believe this one is 365-899-4849. 4829, excuse me.
4829, okay. I don't know if that one's good. No, that's probably it. So what happens is this, is I'm double checking with them that they're going to be able to take it over. So if they're going to be able to take it over, what we do is we charge a one-time $250 application or transfer fee, whichever way we're doing it. If we're just starting it, which we're coming in the middle for you, or if we're transferring it over from a current CID of somebody that's completed the process, either way, it's a one-time upfront cost of $250.
Okay.
From there, once that's completed, then not only are we going to get you through the verification process, but we also manage the campaign for you. And the amazing thing about it, Vanessa, is this. I mean, there's lots of great features, but like the most amazing thing as far as I think personally as a business owner myself is the fact that any type of dispute that needs to be made with Google, we make that on behalf of your company. You don't have to deal with Google directly. We're dealing with them. We're figuring out if there's any type of dispute. Situations which would be disputable are things such as unqualified calls. Okay? So when a call comes through to you, we do it on a recorded line, and AI is listening to each one of those calls individually. Was that you?
No, go ahead.
Okay, cool. I wanted to make sure because I did hear the phone ring. You got to handle what's in front of you, you know. So what I was saying is each time that there's a call made, if it's a sales solicitation, spam, or robocall, that's considered an unqualified call. You would not be charged. If it happens to be a robocall or somebody seeking employment with your company, that is not a qualified call. You would not be charged. If somebody's asking for a service that you don't provide, say you don't do garage door openers, right? Which I mean, you probably do, but say you don't. And then it wouldn't be listed on your profile as an item that you offer, service that you actually offer, and you wouldn't be charged because it's not something that you provide. Additionally, the same is true if you happen to get a call outside of your service radius, because the service radius is very specific. You don't come up in cities and counties that you don't actually service. So all of that is unqualified calls. In addition to that, what is an actual qualified call is A, when somebody is calling you and requesting estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone, or B, if the caller has requested estimate face-to-face, meaning you're going to go out and give them a face-to-face quote and you set an appointment to give them estimate face-to-face. Those are the only two instances that Google actually considers that a qualified call, and the budget would be charged. Okay? Now, looking at this, what I see here is that with this, your cost per lead, what you guys are looking at is between 36 is the minimum, and the maximum is around, $60, depending on max lead bidding and kind of what's going on at that time, with a minimum monthly budget of $470. So like your other programs with Local Splash have been, everything here is month to month. So the way that it works is you pay the upfront $250, you go ahead, we complete verification. Verification can take 4 to 8 weeks. It doesn't always or even usually take that long. It just depends on where you're actually at in the process, where we're able to take over, or if we have to begin again. Okay?
And I'm sorry to cut you off.
It's okay. It's fine.
But I found for my Google guarantee, the only thing I need to do is add my proof of insurance. Because I passed billing, passed background, business profile verified, customer reviews done, budget done, garage door license passed. So it looks like I just need my insurance.
Okay. Then you should be able to upload your insurance yourself.
But I want you guys to still manage this.
Okay, it's still the $250 fee, transfer fee, whether you're going to upload it or whatever. That's just the cost of getting it going. We're going to go in, we're going to optimize it, we're going to take care of it for you. And then for us to manage it, what it looks like is a minimum monthly budget that says, okay, they said yes, that they can take care of it. Okay, they believe that we can take care of it for where you're at. I had them kind of take a look, so.
Was that number I gave you, was that number correct?
Well, we won't know until we actually charge you the $250 and we put it into the system. So we don't put it into the system until then. But what happens is it will send you an invitation to your email. So if that isn't the correct one, then we're going to be able to get in there and see what the correct one is, because you obviously have a CID or you wouldn't be where you're at in the process. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. So if that's not – have you ever ran Google ads?
Yes, we have.
Okay. Then it might be that that's the Google ad CID, but that's okay because we're still able to get to the Google Guarantee CID. If you're this far in the process, you do have a Google Guarantee CID. It's just a matter of finding out what it is, if that's not it. But that very well could be it. We can help you with
the,
all of that.
I have my customer number is the one I gave you, the 365-8.
Mm-hmm.
994829. That's the one I'm under, and I just submitted my proof of insurance.
Yay! Okay. That's fantastic. Okay. So then we're just waiting for you to get the final approval on it. Let me see here. Okay.
Is that all you handle with Google Guarantee?
Me?
Yeah.
I do it all, but I am really good with Google Guarantee. I'm the one who rolled it out for our company.
Look at you.
Yeah. So I do it all, though. I do Yelp ads. I do Facebook ads. I do Google Local. I do Google ads. I do a little bit of everything. So, but, yeah, it's one of the products that I've helped roll out for our company. So once we go ahead and get control of it, what happens is we actually have to, once it's up and going and we're able to cut the leads on, there's a minimum monthly budget to begin. Your minimum monthly budget is $470. That is for up to 13 Google Guarantee leads with a cost between $36 and, you know, if there's any type of increase on that lead fee, then the first thing we do is notify you and say, get your final approval. Hey, Vanessa, leads are going for about this much right now in your area, and it's looking that the projection is going to give you X, Y, or Z. So we have all those analytics. Once we're in there, we're able to actually optimize the listing and get a look at what's really going on in your area, demographics, where you're targeting, hours of operation, and how the clients are doing the searches. So there's a number of factors that go into that. I just have to make you aware that the leads could cost $36 or they could cost a little bit more.
Okay. So it says that now it says that my advanced verification is still in progress.
Mm-hmm. Advanced verification is the longest part. So in advanced verification, it asks that you actually submit a bill, like a light bill, gas bill, one of those things that's at the address where the business is actually located. I don't know if you have any of your bills in your business name.
We do.
Perfect. That's amazing, because that's been one of the hardest things to get people to understand, is just switch one of your bills to your business name, because that proves authenticity to Google. So have you submitted that portion yet for advanced verification?
I'm trying to go back here now and see.
Because if you haven't, that's definitely where we can come in and help. Getting advanced verification for our clients is one of the main things we do.
Your ID has failed verification. If your account is failed, failed verification, customer email, respond to this email. That's a request of unrelated verification. If feels please appropriately apply and get help verification. Yeah, I don't, that's kind of where I've been stuck at with this.
Okay. Okay, so we can definitely get in there and help you with all of that. That's what we do here. That's where we're going to be able to get in and give you the assistance and make sure that it's being done properly and all the proper documents are being submitted in the right format and all those things. Because it is kind of where stuff gets a little bit hung up. As far as for it's only for a couple of verticals. Your vertical is garage door specialist, locksmith, and bail bonds. Those are the only ones And they do that to protect you as well as the consumer. They want you guys to go through advanced verification. But it's nationwide, so no, it's not just you, you know, like it's everybody.
Now, I know some, like, I have an SOE guy that has a way to bypass, but they have a quick advanced verification tool. Does your company have that?
The advanced verification tools that we use are directly with Google because we're a Google partner. So we have the quickest formula, yes, but as far as like a specific tool that we labeled like a quick advanced verification tool, no, I can't say that we have that. I know that we're one of 40 companies in the U.S. that have this particular status with Google as a premier partner, so we're the top of the top, and our Google Guarantee Department, like we have our own agent at Google that deals with us and our Google Guarantee Department. So we have the quickest formula as far as Google is concerned. I'm not saying that there's not people out there. I'm not saying this guy doesn't even have that. I'm just saying I don't know. We don't have a tool that we've labeled like that, no.
Yeah, and question. So in the event that I decide to hire you guys to take over that, in the event I decide, okay, I want to cancel, does that obviously that takes my Google Guarantee from me, or how does that work?
No, everything that is with the company, like even your Google profile, that's yours to keep. Your Facebook profile, all the profiles are definitely yours to keep. Getting into the Google Guarantee profile, I think there's a transfer cost of like, to transfer it back, it's like $99 or something. But we're not trying to keep your stuff hostage. No way.
Okay. And so what, realistically, what can I expect if I say, hey, you know, I want to go ahead and go forward with this? What can I expect?
You can expect the process to probably be 4 to 8 weeks for complete Google Guarantee approval. And then you can expect the Google Guarantee to be the very best pay-per-lead platform that you've ever used. The success that my clients see with Google Guarantee has surpassed Angie's, Thumbtack, Porch, House, Nextdoor, all of those type of programs. Additionally, you can expect to work individually and specifically with an agent, which I would actually go ahead and probably assign you directly to Abraham, because he would be like an account manager where you're only really dealing with him. He's specialized in all the things that you have. He's specialized in the Facebook ads. He's specialized in the local SEO as well as Google Guarantee. So he's like a guy who we send these special accounts that have multi-services. We send them over to him. That way you're not getting bounced around the company. You're dealing with one person specifically.
Okay. And what do you need for me to kind of to move forward?
If you're ready to move forward, I really just need, hold on, let me double check this. Okay. Let me double check. I want to make sure I'm giving you all the accurate information. Schedule. Let's see where she's at. Okay. All right. So, yes. So the next thing, if you're ready to move forward, I can go ahead and I could charge the application fee to the card that we have on file, which would be the one-time $250. We'll schedule your client onboarding call, which is where they're going to go ahead and send you the invitation. We're going to literally get in there and see what's going on into your Google Guarantee and tell you what the next step is, what we need from you, how we're going to move forward. And then they're going to complete the process. Again, I do want to be clear about the 4 to 8 weeks. It could happen sooner, but it's probably going to be 4 to 8 weeks for where you're at in the process and for just what you're offering. That's what we're saying standard. So I like to set the right expectation. After your Google Guarantee approved, say it's 2 weeks, 6 weeks, 3 weeks, however long it is, then we're going to contact you, Vanessa, and we're going to say, okay, we're ready to turn the leads on. Now we're ready to collect the $470 and turn the leads on. The $470 is going to sit in the account like an escrow account, okay? And your lead cost comes off of that budget. There's nothing additional for it. It's pulled directly from that $470 budget. once that budget's exhausted, then we talk about refilling it and all of those things. But you have access through the client dashboard to be able to track all of the features. You can listen to the recorded phone calls. You have the ability to completely manage it as well directly from the client dashboard.
So a little bit of background behind the Google Guarantee.
Sure.
Obviously, anytime you have Google Guarantee, you show up first on local searches. Is that correct to say?
You show up at the top of the page in the Google Guaranteed section, which is above the fold, so to speak. It is at the very top. Ensuring that you show on the top of that list is part of our job. Okay, there's a number of factors that are going to go into that. You have quite a few reviews, so that's going to be a huge plus for you. We're going to optimize the listing itself, but the other thing that it's going to depend on is cost per lead at that moment. Meaning, if you're doing hours of operation, say that you're doing hours of operation that are 24 hours a day. During certain peak hours of the day, it's going to behoove us to bid at a higher cost per lead. So instead of $36 a lead, maybe $47 a lead, $49 a lead. We do that with your permission, but that things like that is what's going to make sure that you come up at the very top of the page.
And also, for Google Guarantees, that tells and part of this program, and that way I make sure I understand what's going
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Part of this program, it actually tells the client, hey, this company's backed up to $2,000 as an
Yes.
insurance, correct?
Yes. So it tells that client a number of things, okay? It tells that client, A, if they know anything about Google, is that you're willing to pay to be at the top because you're a quality company. So, A, you have the money to be able to afford to pay it to be at the top, right? Because you have successfully taken care of your clients. Additionally, it also tells them that you are backed directly by Google, and with that backing, they will pay out additional up to $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client, depending on how quickly that client were to submit any type of request. Obviously, the best and most important thing is going to be that you try to solve that on your own before it gets to that point. But Google does back you up with that, yes. The other thing that it tells them is this. Think about your own Googling before you knew what Google Guarantee was, before, you know, any of this kind of came about. When people see that word guarantee next to a trusted word like Google, they automatically get that sense of ease and comfort, right? Because they know, hey, Google's literally everywhere, and they're backing this company up. They have that verified green check mark, plus they're able to see. When you click on the guarantee next to it, it'll literally say past license check, past background check, past insurance check. So they know that they're working with a top-notch quality company. It gives you so much more notoriety as far as I'm concerned, and as far as, like, it's actually turned out to be for clients.
Okay. Great. So can you, let's get moving. So how long would it take for someone to reach out to me to send whatever verification documents are needed?
Okay. No, so let me go ahead and it won't take long. I can schedule you quickly. Let's go in here. Okay, I have a visa on file of 1336. Do I have your permission to charge the $250 application fee to that card?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go ahead and do that now. Go this way.
Okay.
Okay, 29, we're going to go here. All right, so now I'm going to go ahead and schedule your client onboarding call with the technician. All right, so it looks like today I have available, you're in Arizona, so right, is it 10:52 where you're at right now?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I have between 3 and 3:30 or 3:30 and 4 today.
3 and 3:30.
You got it, girl. All right. I'm going to be the one to call and introduce you to the client, onboarding agent, determining who we get for your onboarding. And I'm going to send out an email right now that's going to say GG onboarding with your first and last name. And it's going to have, your phone number there to serve as a placeholder in the Google Calendar. And then we'll go ahead and get.
Sounds good.
You said sweet. I thought you said wait. I was like, wait a minute. What? Sorry. I'm like, wait, what is she? She didn't say anything else after I thought she said wait. Okay, cool. That's coming over to you now, and we're going to get this squared away and get it moving forward. I can go ahead and tell them to send. I'm going to tell them now to go ahead and send the invitation, and as soon as they get off the line, they'll be able to send the invitation. So check your email, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, girl. We'll talk to you later.
Thank
I'm going to send you,
you
a text
with
my direct.
Talk later.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm going to send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line. That way, if you have any questions, you can always contact me as well, okay?
Great. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Talk to you later. Bye now.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oops.